Chapter 34, Applying the Segment Intending Process. The process of segment intending is one whereby you define the vibrational characteristics of the time segment you're moving into. It's a way of pre-paving your vibrational path, so to speak, for easier and more enjoyable travel. It'll help you focus less on how things are feeling right now and more upon how you want them to feel. It's a powerful process that emphasizes the emotional journey while de-emphasizing the action journey. This process will help you be more deliberate about focusing your thoughts. It will help you become more aware of where your thoughts currently are, and it will help you to more deliberately choose the thoughts that you offer. In time, it will feel very natural to you to stop for a moment upon entering a new segment and deliberately direct your own intent or expectation. You enter a new segment anytime your intentions change. If you're washing dishes and the telephone rings, you enter a new segment. When you get into your vehicle, you enter a new segment. When another person walks into the room, you enter a new segment. If you will take the time to get your thought of your expectation for the segment started, even before you're inside your new segment, then you'll be able to set the tone of the segment more specifically than if you walk into the segment and begin to observe it as it already is. In other words, segment intending is focusing upon your emotional journey, not the action journey. Whenever you're setting forth your intentions about how you want to feel and how you would like a segment to unfold, it is always beneficial. Now, this segment intending process works best if your range on the emotional scale is somewhere within the following. The high end, say, being number 4, positive expectation and belief, or 5, optimism, or coming down to hopefulness at number 6, or number 7 is contentment, or 8 is boredom, 9 pessimism, down to 10 frustration, irritation, impatience, and the low end of that would be overwhelmment, or number 11 on the scale. Okay, let's have an example here, a fatigue situation. I have no energy. I feel tired all of the time. I can barely get through the day. I'm having a hard time keeping up with the things I need to do, and I'm not enjoying anything because I'm so tired. I feel so overwhelmed. New segment. I finished my day at work. I stopped at the grocery store and bought several bags of food and household items. I've now parked in my driveway, and I've turned off my vehicle. But before getting out of the car to begin unloading my groceries, I have decided to apply this process of segment intending. Now, this new segment involves moving the groceries from the car to the house and putting them where they belong. My intentions for this new segment. During this segment, I want to feel efficient. I want to feel productive. I want to feel organized, I want to feel good in my body, I want to feel appreciation for the groceries, and I want to feel appreciation for my kitchen. A job situation. I get paid pretty well compared to a lot of other jobs around, but I don't look forward to going to work. I've been doing pretty much the same thing for a long time, and I don't feel stimulated at all. No one seems to notice what I do, unless I make a mistake. The day goes by so slowly, and then I have to turn around and do it all again the next day. I feel boredom. I feel pessimism. New segment. I've showered and dressed and have eaten breakfast. I've now driven to work and have just parked my car in the parking space. Before going inside, I've decided to sit in my car for 2 or 3 minutes to apply this process of segment intending. Now, this new segment involves a 1-hour staff meeting where my manager and everyone in her department will meet. We have this meeting every Monday morning. And so my intentions for this new segment are, I want to be on time. I want it to be evident that my weekend has refreshed me. I want to feel clear-minded and happy. I want to enjoy the others who are gathering. I want this meeting to feel productive. I want to feel happy that I attended this meeting, and I want others to be happy that I was there. You see, this segment intending process may feel too simple or too easy to be of value, but a deliberate application of this process will turn an unfocused life filled with unsatisfying experiences into a dynamic, passionate life experience. This process improves the relationship between your current belief vibration and the vibration of your desire because it causes you to stop focusing on what is and to begin focusing on something that's coming. With some practice, you can become very adept at increasing your positive expectation. When your negative emotion is as slight as the range we've just indicated, it's not such a big vibrational leap for you to be more optimistic about your future experience. But if you're feeling stronger negative emotion than we've indicated as a range for this process, you may have a difficult time anticipating a positive upcoming segment, and you could just carry the negative feeling you're having right now onto the next segment too. If you find yourself doing that, discontinue the process, for it is of no value, for you will only focus on what you do not want, even more specifically into your future segment. Be playful and hopeful as you begin this process, and in time, you will feel powerful and certain as you deliberately instruct universal forces and the interplaying factors to behave in exactly the way you've intended. With practice, this segment intending process will give you the sensation of being a masterful artist or creator who dictates all outcomes, who identifies all details, and who deliberately sculpts the details of your own life experience. For you are the creator of your own life experience.